This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police are defending the firing of a warning shot during anti-government protests over the weekend. The assistant police commissioner says the officer fired into the air after protesters charged police repeatedly with metal poles, long sticks, and road signs on Sunday night. Pro-government lawmaker Starry Lee says the violence is the fault of the protesters themselves.
The extreme violent protester set roadblocks, set flyer, throw gas bottle, assaulted people, assaulted policemen, and damaged both public and private property, and making a lot of district into a battlefield.
Pro-democracy lawmaker Kwok Kha-ki says the use of water cannons by police against the protesters was unnecessary.
There wasn't any violent behavior towards any other people. They're just standing on the road facing the government, facing the police. There wasn't any property loss. There wasn't any injury to the citizen of Hong Kong.
Kwok Kha-ki blamed Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam for failing to resolve the conflict. The G7 summit has ended in France, with President Trump saying he's open to meeting with Iran's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Summit host Emmanuel Macron says there's now a roadmap for ending the nuclear impasse between Washington and Tehran, and hopes the two presidents will meet in the coming weeks. President Trump says he's willing.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that.
Macron and other world leaders have been trying to salvage the nuclear deal from which Trump pulled the U.S. last year. Macron made the surprise move of inviting Iran's top diplomat to the summit. And even though the president did not meet with him, says he feels good about progress on a deal.
It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, this is VOA News. Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the vessel's owner will decide on its next destination.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half. This is in response to rocket attacks from the coastal strip, raising tensions along Israel's southern border. Netanyahu also instructed his staff to prepare plans for building a new neighborhood in a West Bank settlement near where a teenage Israeli girl was killed in an explosion last week. Israel said the blast was a Palestinian attack. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local officials and media are reporting as Israeli drones. That's amid rising tensions in the Middle East. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Three strikes just minutes apart apparently hit the base of a Syrian-backed group known as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, an ally of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. The base is located near the village of Kusava in the eastern Bekaa Valley. An official of the Palestinian group said that the strike was carried out by Israeli drones and did not inflict any casualties. He accused the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of using such attacks to boost his credentials ahead of Israel's parliamentary elections next month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Drug overdose deaths in New York City declined slightly last year, but officials say far too many are still dying. AP's Julie Walker has that story.
Statistics show 1,444 fatal overdoses citywide last year, down 2.6% from 2017, according to data from the Health Department. Drug deaths had been rising since 2010. The numbers mirror what appears to be a national trend. The CDC said last month that preliminary numbers show drug deaths last year likely fell for the first time in nearly three decades. The city health commissioner calls the decrease promising, but adds far too many New Yorkers are still dying. The U.S. has been experiencing its deadliest drug overdose epidemic, fueled by an opioid abuse crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
And a judge Monday has found Johnson & Johnson responsible for fueling Oklahoma's opioid crisis. Today, he ordered the healthcare company to pay $572.1 million. This is Marissa Melton, VOA News.